Nerdy For. I'm Amy Brown. This is a podcast. It's called Nerdy For. I find out what funny people are nerdy for. A lot of stand-up comedians come through here. If you are listening to this with your ears, like an audible situation, you can go ahead and go on YouTube and watch the video. We look really sexy. We're wearing glasses. I have a nice, pretty room we're in. We have good lighting. And did you know if you pay a little bit of extra money on YouTube, you don't have to pay for ads? You don't have to have ads on there. I didn't even know YouTube had ads because my children took my credit card. The privilege of this one.
I didn't even know YouTube had ads.
I did it.
You did scare me a little bit when you said, if you pay a little bit more money, I'm like, whoa, what are we doing after this? Yeah. What's the exclusive content?
There's an OnlyFans after this. No, a Patreon. Okay. I don't have any of those things. but yeah, my son just took my credit card and got the YouTube upgrade. I didn't know YouTube had ads at all.
Okay.
And so I found out recently. Yeah. That's why people don't like watching it. But just pay a little bit of money. You don't have to pay for your kids to go to college. Don't worry about it. Don't save money. That's silly. Okay. On the podcast today, we have my good friend and Matt Tamburino. He's a comedian. He is a producer of Deep South.
Dirty South comedy.
Dirty South comedy.
That's all right.
I've done so many shows.
It's on the shirt next deep to South. You, and you're like, sure. Deep That's South.
Because it wouldn't be an Amy Brown podcast if I didn't mess up the words in the intro.
You didn't dyslexia a little bit.
Cada tiempo, every time. What's interesting about you is you are ex-military, and you went to the Citadel. And live to tell the tale.
That's right.
Yeah, and
that's the important part.
You're super hot.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. That last one is the most important one.
Yeah, the sexy quotient in any room you're in.
I appreciate that.
Do you work out? Where's the gym? Point to it with
Planet
your muscles.
Fitness. Oh, right. Now I should go to Planet Fitness. I love it.
Well, they like a bargain too. That's good.
I do love a bargain, and I like the. I don't know. Okay.
I just started lifting. I am turning into old.
I do tanning.
You do tanning?
I was going to make that weird. Yeah.
You do.
Planet Fitness does free unlimited tanning.
You tan?
Yes.
You know that's bad sometimes. For you? Do you have health insurance? You're going to get a melanoma.
No. I got to fake the melanin. My mom is a ginger. I'm like pale. So I'm just like naturally
pale. That means you have
pale.
You have the ginger gene, which means you turn sunshine into cancer.
Sunshine's getting its revenge by turning me into cancer. Is that what you meant? You meant that at first, that no. You're saying I turn the sun into cancer.
Well, I'm very confused. The sun turns me into cancer. No, the sun will come into your skin. You have the gene. Like, even though I don't have red hair, I have given birth to a ginger.
Okay.
And my father has red hair. That means my skin is going to turn sunshine into melanomas and cancer. If the doctor removes any more of my uncle's forehead, he's going to look like an adult Zika baby. Like, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Non-gingers can get cancer too.
Yes. But you're predisposed. Like, you're really good at it.
I was born to have cancer.
Throw that on the intro. Also, Matt's really good at getting cancer of the skin variety.
Matt's nerdy for skin
cancer.
I'm
so good at cancer.
So you could just get a spray tan. Would you like that?
I've heard they've gotten a lot better at that technology, huh?
Yeah. Get a spray tan.
In my mind, it's the, you know, what that technology was 15 years ago, and then I look
orange,
like
Donald Trump.
Our great former president and future. I'm just kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. No. Oh, we're going to throw down.
I know this is coming out later, but isn't it today that he's going to go get his mugshot at the...
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, today. It's Thursday in Atlanta.
Yeah,
the
August
day
24th, yeah.
Donald Trump is getting a mugshot. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hope you got a good spray tan.
If they get him, they're going to get me.
I have a question. So you have Matt Tamburino has a Citadel ring, and if you're on
like
you can
QVC,
pop in, you pop in
six small payments of.
It's a huge gold ring, and it has a palmetto tree,
palmetto tree.
Yeah, for everyone at home, not me, because obviously I know what the Citadel is. But what is the Citadel?
That's a great question. The Citadel is.
It's a military college.
Okay.
So it's, you know, almost like the. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say it's almost like the service academies, but it's a public school, so you don't have to go in the military afterwards. I was in the Army before I even started there. But about 50% of people do go in the military, but you wear uniforms 24/7, you know, marching everywhere. And
can you fold a shirt?
I can fold a shirt.
Can you make a bed?
I can make a bed.
I'm gonna slide off this chair.
This is mom porn right here.
Let me show you my hospital corners.
I want to see you load a dishwasher with your shirt off.
Roll my socks up perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can do all
do
that.
Do you color code your clothing in your closet?
Well, they're all black, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yes, but by default.
I would hate to segregate, but it's all one.
That's the Apple guy's technique of your life is, yeah.
Yeah, I wear jeans and black t-shirts. That's why I usually have funky shoes on.
That's how you express yourself. On.
Yeah. I choose that one way to.
We're going so fast. I want to circle back to the Citadel. Did you have to pay for tuition or does the state pay for it?
So I was on 100% Army scholarship.
That's fantastic.
So it is a very expensive school, about $40,000 a year. But that covers, it covers, you know, room and board. You're living in barracks.
Yeah. Did you get hazed?
And
yes. Are you allowed to talk about it?
Hazing is a myth. No, yes, no.
I
got the shit beat out of me. That was for the lawyers. I got the shit beat out of me.
Did you?
Yeah, it was bad.
Do you have PTSD from that?
No.
Can I touch your shoulder without punching me? I've got my oven mitts on.
Honestly, no. Actually, when I do get haircuts, when the trimmer goes near my ears, I do get a little, I don't know if that's autism or PTSD.
Oh.
Like it's when it gets through my ears.
Could be both. With something vibrating when they were.
No, they just shaved my head a lot, and I have big ears, so it's very traumatic for me to have a shaved head.
Did they clip your ear and make it bleed?
I think they did a few times, but no, it's just knowing what I'll look like. I think.
I don't want to shave my head. I'm gonna shout out.
But no, the Citadel was. I definitely.
Sinead O'Connor.
Love that I went there, and I wouldn't change that I went there. I wouldn't do it again for sure.
Sign up for that kind of abuse.
No, and I wouldn't
again.
Wish it on.
Do they have
I
girls there?
They do now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
and they
cool.
did when I was there, but it was kind of a newer thing, and it really I didn't really interact much with the female cadets. Just
well, you guys are like I when I think of the Citadel, I'm not like, oh, it's like a mixer. Everyone's there to have fun and learn. That's what my college experience was.
Yeah.
I went with five different formal gowns to college.
And where did you go to college again?
Sweetbriar College in Virginia.
Oh, yes.
It's a women's college.
Okay.
You can bring your horse.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
And the men haven't fought to get into there yet?
They haven't. It's part of our charter, and we will lose our endowment because it's attached to that. They would have to break the endowment.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's, I mean...
I think
it's
a
private,
lot of stuff
so
that men
to.
Only get, though, so I guess women can have
no, I wasn't trying to make
that
you
one college.
Why can women have why can women have their own college, but we can't have I don't give a fuck.
I'm nerdy for men's rights.
No, I just wish. No. The funny thing is, I thought.
Tell me what it was like invading the Capitol.
No, it was pretty sweet. Every year we
are you really a Republican?
Celebrate. No, not, that's,
this is a nice,
I guess comedy for the first time in my life has made me feel, but I guess that's kind of
feel
the environment lately.
Feel
well, I think it's the cancel culture and the woke stuff. I've kind of like, I don't like any of that stuff, but everything else, I am very liberal.
I'm all about
abortions. I'm all about the gays.
If I can't get abortions every Sunday, I don't know what I'm going to do with my time.
Right? If I can't.
Sunday's the day of the Lord and the day of the giving back the baby. Sorry, that was silly.
I was raised by a very conservative family.
I think both sides have extremes of craziness.
I think that's the issue these days. I would say I'm just moderate, but I know that's not even acceptable to say anymore.
Most of the people I feel like in this, at least the Atlanta stand-up comedy community that I hang out with, which is most of them, I imagine, are socially liberal. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, get up, tell us your truth about what it's like to come out or do all the things you need to do with your life. And we don't care as long as you're not hurting
anybody.
That's
just part of the arts. Yeah, and that's part of, you know, I think the arts in general and people that want to express themselves. And that is a very liberal, which, I mean, unfortunately, the way I was raised, I don't know. I mean, I was always obsessed with stand-up comedy as a kid, and that was fine. My dad loved, I mean, I, you know, stole his Eddie Murphy cassettes and, he liked Pauly Shore a lot, so it wasn't the best comedic influence on me. but I just didn't ever think of that as a career path or as even an option. I loved it, but I never even imagined. Like, in my mind, it's like, oh, I could probably pursue it. And I was always the funny kid. I was always the class clown. I was always, I thought I was funny, but just never in my mind. I was like, no, you go in the military. You're supposed to do that. And I did what I was supposed to do.
You got your base layer.
Yeah.
And now you're ready to be
creative. Which, again, I appreciate that. I learned a lot from doing those things.
I have a question because you're like a macho guy. Like you have muscles. You went to the, you're in the military. You have a deep voice.
Okay. Well, I am very nerdy.
Well, you, by fault of doing stand-up comedy, which is doing a one-man show. You're in the arts. You're technically now a theater kid.
That's right.
That is true. You're kind of... Do you ever think about doing an act out, or you're like, no, that's too flamboyant for me? Or you like, tell me about your approach to the art.
I'm never against. I'm all about saying the, you know, worst stuff about myself. Very self-deprecating. I just told you I tan. I'm all about. I don't know. I tell people everything. There's nothing I'm ashamed of or not, you know, too afraid to tell. If it is, and that's something very weird that I probably shouldn't do. That's the word. But as far as act outs and stuff like that, it's just not my style of comedy. I don't mind it. It's not something I've ever been drawn to or whatever. But if it came up, you know, I would. There's been a few.
Yeah. You don't kind of act things out when we're talking, just chatting either. So it's not part of like the way you communicate in general.
Not really.
Okay. That was not as exciting as I thought it was going to be.
I do a joke about virtual reality being caught watching virtual reality porn by my dad and having to pretend that I was playing a skiing game. And I do bend over and do the skiing motion. So there's one that, you know, is an act out and is...
That's hilarious.
Wait,
hold on.
Not a true story.
It's just, oh, it's not?
No, not that.
Is that what virtual reality is for?
Yeah, most everything is made for porn first.
That I eventually get into the joke. It's talking about augmented reality, the new technology.
Are you just putting together that your son has a virtual reality rig?
Oh, no.
I'm doing a lot of math right now in my head on how many VR...
He's watching Netflix on it.
How did you not put this together before now?
Okay. Oh, no. You know what? This is going to be the end of humanity if all the boys can just do whatever kind of girl they want.
All technology ever leads to. The final step of every technological development is
put your wiener in it.
Correct.
That's a big motivation.
Isn't that how beta and VHS?
I was literally about to say
part of my joke, and I don't want to keep. But it's all of our dreams as kids. I mean, that's all we ever dreamed of was the virtual reality and augmented reality. It was a whole field of dreams. All of our dreams.
Just about just
a whole field of dreams. If you build it,
you can put your wiener in
it. We will come.
Field of dreams.
But you are right, though. The VHS and beta war for like the formatting. It's just that porn went with VHS, and then they're like, "Well, that won it, baby."
So if you're gonna make anything, if you're gonna try to be successful at anything, this is my takeaway: you got to make it porn.
Yeah.
Oh, did you see that? So I just saw this that fans only now is
fans only.
Come on now, I know.
Is mommy saying it wrong? What's it called? How do you call it again? Tell me, Anna.
Pornographic cinema.
Oh,
only fans.
The titty shows.
It's only fans.
I have a nickel for the Nickelodeon. I'd like to see the titty shows. Jesus Christmas. All right, okay.
So what's going on, OnlyFans?
Was it called Fans OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
Correct. So dyslexic.
You got it right. Yeah, you just dyslexic swapped.
I'm sober. Today.
That's the problem.
Right now. Let's qualify this. They are having comedy roasts on there, like of big famous comedians, because they need a paywall. So it can be, they can just say anything they want to, not worry about getting canceled or like the platform not supporting it.
Yeah.
And they can get paid directly. And so if I join OnlyFans to watch comedy, is that the same as getting Playboy to read the articles? Like, is that... That's a great joke. I put it in. Okay.
I do know some people that like there is non-pornographic content in OnlyFans that's paywall.
Remember they tried to go away from pornography completely, and
I
understand why they
wanted to. I heard everyone's favorite got taken down, right? When they were like cutting out the porn.
Who's everyone's favorite?
Like their favorite videos. I think I saw that like people were talking about.
Is that what you saw, that people's favorite just the videos they're in their favorites were somehow gone all of a sudden? I'm like, what the heck, OnlyFans? It's like, I mean, just for those people, it must be frustrating.
There was just huge pushback.
So frustrating for those people.
Majority of their content creators are doing, you know, sex work.
That's obviously a tough business. You know, they were having trouble, just like the marijuana business. They were having trouble with banking and all the other insurance. You know, people don't want to get in the world of pornography, just like they don't want to get in the world of drugs. So they were having a tough. So they were trying to kind of go, and that's when they started this. They started doing the comedy a couple of years ago. Comedians have done a few things on there. They're trying to make it, like a Patreon sort of, like any artist that wants to do exclusive content,
like
a Patreon. They want to do it more.
Respectful.
Yeah. So they want to make it. Yeah. They want to make the name OnlyFans. I think we might be past. I think that shit might have sailed. I don't know if you're going to make OnlyFans not.
Yeah, there is
the connotation of pornography.
Dirty. The Pornhub had a biography on Netflix. I watched half of it.
Okay.
Did you see that?
Yeah. No.
Okay. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. FYI. Okay. Just anyone out
and
there.
And about Pornhub itself? Like
yeah,
the actual.
Like the birth of
it. You know, it's crazy. I tried to watch porn and I heard it was a thing. And I tried to watch pornographic material when I was in Virginia a few weeks ago.
They put a little locky on
yes,
that.
They wanted me to upload my driver's license.
Yeah.
Like, not just, like, put in your birthday, but, like...
Oh, like in the state of Virginia?
Certain states. There's a few states. And I had heard that before, but didn't really, like, know it was...
Baby needs
and it was a problem. Like, I really could not watch porn. Like,
you need a VPN.
Yeah, I guess. There you
Baby's
go.
Baby's first VPN.
Your son told you about this, didn't he? You know
I'm
why?
Not going to say where I learned anything.
Do you know why you recover your favorite like, videos on OnlyFans?
Do you know why
you're... Do you know how to recover those?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just heard someone else talking about it.
Okay. You heard somebody else.
I don't remember who. It's probably a comedian or
you
something.
You have a lot of crazy, dirty friends, Amy. And they talk a lot of stuff to you.
Amy's horny.
I'm the dirtiest of all.
She's a little pervert.
I'm not.
Birds of a feather.
You are, for sure. There's nothing wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I have the sense of humor of a 13-year-old boy. This is what I'm...
And also, you...
Is that how women were? I mean, is that...
Women are
if women are being
shit.
Honest, but I'm saying no. But I'm saying like if women are honest with themselves, because most women try to uphold themselves, you know, somewhat classy. but I think at I don't want to say your age. You're 33.
I'm 46.
Okay.
I'm 46
All right,
years
so
old.
So at your age,
you cut
do
me
think,
in half. You can count the
and
rings.
But they do say that's kind of the women's
oh peak for like
sexual. Yeah. Like,
so that's a good question.
If women are being honest with themselves, do you think you have that mindset of like that maybe I had when I was 15, 16
oh, like really
years old.
Hornier than I think my late 30s was more like that.
Okay.
You start releasing more eggs as you age because the body's like abandoned ship. She's going down. We got to get some of these babies made, and that's
naturally
why
you become more fertile.
Yeah. And less like you could like not have an egg one and then have two and like. It's just last ditch effort
women.
To make
so
more
weird.
Babies in the world, so that can probably affect hormone levels. Would you like me to draw a chart?
Right.
I'll get the baby doll out and you can show me where the guys touched you
women
when you're
work?
At the Citadel. That was a weird joke. All right. Okay. It's 16 minutes in.
Oh shit.
Matt Tamburino.
That's right.
What are you nerdy for?
Quite a few things, honestly.
Pick one we're going to talk about.
Most peripheral. Okay, well, lately, and a lot of my... Well, yeah, but most lately, Pokemon.
Oh, my God.
The trading card
okay.
game.
After we're done here, we're going to go to my son's room, and I'm going to open up an
the thing
entire
is I don't care
dresser.
About those.
Oh, you like the characters, not the cards?
No,
it's
not
cards.
Like the game.
There's a game.
There is a game.
Okay,
yeah, most people. That's maybe the nerdiest that you can.
There's
or maybe least nerdy way to play Pokemon because I don't care about.
Game.
I don't own a single physical Pokemon.
It's a good
Pokemon
thing you're so
card.
Attractive. I'm just gonna put that out there. Do you get laid?
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Good for you.
Not a lot lately, but
nerds get laid
by choice
by other nerds.
Nerds get,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
This is very true. Where
both
what
my brothers
is,
are nerds, and they
you yeah. have to explain. We have to start at the beginning. What is a Pokemon game? Explain it to me. What do you like? Is it the one on the phone?
No, so there are some on the phone. Well, actually, so the Pokemon, Pocket Monsters from Japan.
A Pocket Monster.
It came out in, I think, 97, 98. I think it started. Either started as the anime or as the game, one or the other, I don't know. But as a kid, I did have the Pokemon cards, and I bought them, and I was obsessed when they first came out when I was 8 years old.
Yes.
And I did actually start playing. There's a game to it. I mean, it's a very fun, almost like a Magic the Gathering, or there's the Yu-Gi-Oh card game, those, you know, tabletop card
That's
games.
That's a new one.
Magic
very
the fun.
Gathering?
I don't know, Magic the Gathering?
Magic
That's like
the
biggest
gathering.
One. That one's too much.
Is that another nerdy thing?
Yeah, it's probably the biggest.
Magic
card
the Gathering.
Game there is.
Do you bring your cats dressed as princesses?
No, I don't know. Maybe some people do.
I have to look that up. Okay, continue
with
the Pokemon.
So I always enjoyed the game of the Pokemon. I had the Pokemon cards, and then I went to live with my dad, the very manly military.
Oh.
And somehow all my Pokemon cards just disappeared. We don't know what happened.
Was he drinking whiskey
gone.
And throwing them in the fire?
My dad didn't drink. That would have been a great excuse. My dad
also, just to
drink.
Clarify, it was the video game first, then the anime, then
Thank
the card
you.
Game.
Thank
Ooh.
You. Okay, so the video game, which
facts.
I did love. I did love the Game Boy game,
okay.
Pokemon Red and Green. I don't know where
those Red and Blue.
Red and Blue. There we go.
I played the shit
Thank
out
you.
All these.
No, those were great. Those were great. So I always enjoyed those games. And I always enjoyed nerdy stuff as a kid. But then, yeah, my dad, I don't want to say, like, you know, he just pushed me more into sports and military stuff and stuff like that. When I moved away from my mom and my two nerdy brothers, I went to live with my dad by myself, just me and him, single dad. And so, yeah, he just pushed me into other interests. And so I always enjoyed peripherally the nerdy stuff. And I always enjoyed that culture from afar.
Have you been to Dragon Con?
I have not, and I want to go so bad.
Have you been to any con?
Yeah, well, I just went to the Southern Fried Gaming Expo. Okay. Just did comedy there.
I'll allow it.
A couple times.
Southern?
And that was one of the coolest, because I love people watching, and I love Southern Gaming? Fried Gaming Expo.
Yeah, they have like a pinball hall.
It's
like a big,
it's mostly pinball machines and like old arcade games. And
okay, that's kind of
unlimited,
fun.
Unlimited pinball play, too.
Yeah, people like, yeah.
Pinball?
Just yeah, donate their pinball machines to
I
be
did
played.
I did a live show for my podcast there a few years ago.
You've done everything nerdy, Joel.
I'm nerdy as hell. I'm opening up a new studio and network that's trying to focus primarily on like tabletop role-playing games.
I will do a shout-out for nerdy podcasts, because I don't know a lot about the world, but I do know my uncle is pretty big. Bobby Blackwolf is his name, and I guess he's big. That might mean something to somebody. I don't
know. For pinball?
No, for like nerd podcasting and
what's his name?
Radio
Bobby?
And stuff.
Bobby Blackwolf.
Blackwolf. Okay. Well, his name's Bobby Tamburino, my last name, but his gamer name is Bobby Blackwolf.
Oh, he's a gamer.
Yes. Well, I think, yeah, yeah.
And
he's just
your
very
uncle?
Into
Voice of Geek, or is that him?
Geek Gaming Network or something. Yeah, some
Voice of Geeks. Yeah. That's I didn't know about this, but I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I guess he's sort of. So yes, a lot of my family. And so that side of my family, it's my dad's brother, actually.
Don't tap the table.
Sorry.
That's the
my
mom.
Dad's brother. They were the ones that would always get us the new video game consoles for Christmas, even though our parents didn't want us to have them. So they were always, you know, kind of.
So you were allowed to play video games. You played them a lot.
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
Like how far did you get in Tetris? Are you OG?
That's before my time.
Aged shame on my own podcast.
I didn't really play Tetris. I started with like the original Final Fantasies.
Is that football?
Like, well, Super Mario, maybe you know that one.
Yeah, I know Super Mario.
Okay.
Did you just ask a Final
like
Fantasy?
Like Zelda, Legend of Zelda.
Is that the football one?
No.
That's John Madden.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. Similar to Final Fantasy, but. Is John Madden your Final Fantasy? Is that what you're.
He's got a crazy accent. Right?
He does have a crazy voice.
Yeah.
So, did play video games a little bit growing up, but just, yeah, not much. I don't.
So what are you getting nerdy about now?
So the Pokemon card game has.
Do you play with your friends?
Great, there's an app. No, I play online.
You don't have any friends. Okay.
Not to play Pokemon cards. I've tried. I'm trying to set something up in the comic
just
community.
Just slamming them down left and right. Not even letting them answer a question.
Oh my gosh, he's so
like,
handsome.
And I'm so pretty.
He's so handsome. I get to tease him a little.
That's why
bit.
Nobody wants to be friends with me because I'm so good looking.
Oh, I know, right? It's rough.
But there's like an app you can get on your.
Okay,
iPad,
so you're playing online Pokemon. And it's like you play a card in the thing, and it's like, it's a Whirlybird.
It's a Whirlybird, yeah.
It goes, ka-kay! And then, that was 50 points of killing and 2 points of health. And
that's it.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, it's a strategy game, almost like any other, you know, card game,
I guess.
So you have to really think steps ahead.
Poker,
you have to kind of,
but
yeah.
Gayer.
A little more involved, a little way gayer. Because, you know, poker's gay.
poker.
Somehow gayer than that.
It's fine. Take your clothes off.
But yeah, very nerdy. But yeah, just, I don't know, just very.
You're enjoying it. Do you, do you sass talk to the other people?
You can't, unfortunately.
Well, that's good, because you don't want to make children cry.
Yeah, that's true. Sure, it's mostly children.
Most of it's 30-year-old dudes.
No,
honestly.
I was going to say, yeah, the kids collect the cards. It's the nerds, the real nerds. My age that play the game.
That are playing it.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're probably like, maybe it's, and I'm wondering, is it nostalgic and it's a way to self-soothe yourself because you're like it brings back feelings of childhood because that's when you were in a Pokemon and you can like go into this imagination world and you can escape the stress that you have all these shows you're producing and you have to sell tickets and get the people there on time and make sure the microphone's working and then you keep dropping your phone and it keeps shattering.
Oh, that did suck. It's definitely an escape and just something you have to get my mind off. That's what video games are for anybody, but I've tried playing video games as an adult. And I just played it for like an hour and I'll like put it down. I'm like, what the fuck did I just do for an hour? Like, it just didn't seem very like productive first. Obviously, it's never going to be productive in real life, but it just also didn't seem very stimulating for me.
Fair enough.
So I want to be stimulated.
I can't say that. I said fair
by
enough.
By Pokemon.
Fair enough too many times in the last time I recorded. That's right.
So the card game, like I said, it's like other, you know, card strategy games, or if you're playing like Risk, the board game, or certain games where you do have to kind of think and strategize and do the right moves. And
our brains are wired to solve problems. Mm-hmm. Some people's brains are wired to start problems. And you know who you are out there.
Looking at you, Brittany.
It's a good way to relax. That's like, I think the Wordle was very relaxing mm-hmm. for me. I never could finish it, but
Wordle,
I like to
people
start
did Sudoku.
It.
Sudoku I enjoyed for, you know, a couple of days.
We have a problem with addiction to Tetris in our family. We got an old school gaming console, mm-hmm. the OG, what's it, Nintendo 64. With the
I have a
wire and a controller yeah. and the left, up, down, like all of it. And if we get that out as a family,
it's got all the games already loaded in it.
We just do Tetris.
Oh.
It's basically a Tetris machine.
Yeah.
And you have the cartridge. You get to blow on the cartridge thing mm-hmm. to stick it in there. And if we get going, my son can do it for hours. He's gotten up to really? Thousands and thousands of points. And okay. he went online and figured out all of the tricks and how to get all the gold bricks and not die. And then my husband started doing it too. And then my other son, and then I'm the only one that dies. And I have to wait an hour and a half for everyone else to finish.
And do they ever talk shit? Or I mean, they ever put the L piece over there?
Oh, yeah, the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets really fast. I can't believe anyone in our generation still has any cartilage left in their thumbs. I have arthritis in my thumb just from posting on Instagram, let alone OnlyFans. Heyo,
right.
Callback.
That's where you're really.
All right, so Pokemon, are you collecting the statuaries?
I don't have any cards. I don't have any stuffed animals.
Yeah, it's all digital.
It's all digital. Okay. Well. And this could be the nerdiest thing you've ever
here
on this podcast. I did go on it. So when you buy a pack of Pokemon cards, it comes with, I think, 10 cards. And then there's another little card in it that has a QR code on it.
Okay.
And that's for the actual game that nobody plays except me. And so people buy these Pokemon cards. And I do watch YouTube videos of people opening Pokemon cards. I like watching that. It is a fun vicariously, because I don't want to buy the card. Because I do have a very addictive person. I will.
Oh.
And this will come up here right when I explain this. So I will want to collect them all. I will spend too much money. That's why they call them Pokemon. We got to collect them all or catch them all. Whatever.
Are you learning the Japanese?
So each card had. No, I don't know the Japanese. And I don't know all the Pokemon, because when I was a kid, there was 150 Pokemon. That's the only ones I learned, was the first 150.
There's 150.
There's over 1,000 now.
Okay. Yeah. Is it me, or is everything Japanese harder? Like the language?
they are a little smarter than us, so yeah, they have to be.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So they're going to make it even harder. The games are going to be hard.
The game has gotten a lot harder, the Pokemon game. A lot more intense and different. Yeah, it's crazy. It's a lot. Trying to teach it to a kid would be next to impossible. American kid, at least.
I just bailed already. I got overfaced.
So each pack comes with the code card.
Okay.
And so that's for the game. So when you scan that code in the game, it gives you a digital pack of cards, a whole different pack than the one you just opened physically.
Okay.
So it's a whole different one. And so I get to open the packs. So what I did was I went on eBay and bought, in several different orders, close to 2,000
actual cards.
So I've been getting in the mail just stacks and stacks of just the code cards, not actual Pokemon cards. And so I just sit at my computer, and it's just your computer camera, and you take the QR code, and I've just been sitting there, bing.
And then playing it.
Bing. And then you only do 10 at a time. And I do 10, and I get to open the 10 packs.
Is it the computer is saying you're only allowed to play 10 games at a time?
To open 10 packs. I can scan 10 codes, then I have to open those 10 packs, and I can scan 10 more codes and open those 10 packs. I'm just saying.
How long is the game in each of these scans?
So the scans just get you more cards.
Oh, you're getting cards.
Yeah.
So you have an adult amount of cards now in the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
My digital library of cards.
Is this Bitcoin?
Insane.
Is this how Bitcoin got started?
No.
How much do you get the QR code cards for?
A couple cents each.
That's what I was about to say. That's
cheap. No. I spent 20 bucks on the 1,000. People are throwing them away. I can't believe they even take the time. And some people will just take pictures of all the codes, because I can also scan. So then I take my phone, because some sellers will sell, 50 code cards, and they'll just send you a picture.
Oh,
or several
God.
Pictures of the code cards just lined up, and I just take the picture, zoom in, zoom on the next QR code.
Yeah.
But the people are taking time, and they'll take pictures of 50 cards, and I'll send them 35 cents.
More
and, they take the time to take the pictures, and I'm
Is it anyone can scan those cards? So like if you...
They can only be scanned once, each card.
Oh,
so there's a brand new card that's never been scanned before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
No, they'll tell you when I try to scan, they'll say this card's already been scanned.
Oh, that's very... You have a whole world. You have a very rich world of scanning and getting
cards. I've lost a lot of sleep lately.
Oh, no. Yeah. You do have an addictive personality.
I do very, yeah. Tons of shoes.
Oh, tons of do you have a compulsive firearms. Shopper?
Yeah. I was very poor as a kid and didn't have stuff.
So now you
and I always valued
stuff.
I always wanted stuff.
Okay.
And so now
that so I you're have, no Marie Kondoing your place. You're not Maria Kondoing. Like, does it spark joy? And then you can keep it. Otherwise, you can get rid of it.
No. Well, that's the funny thing. I do get a lot. I also get just as much joy out of buying stuff as I do throwing stuff away.
Oh, so
yeah, because when you get addiction stuff,
is that what it is?
Does this get that hit?
Well,
I was gonna say, does this give you dopamine anymore? That's the difference.
Yeah, true. Yeah. So I've got like all these pairs of shoes that when I bought them, I was so excited, but now like
you don't want them
anymore. They're there. Yeah, and they're just taking up space. Like
wear some of them. Make space for more sneakers.
Yeah,
you gotta get more dopamine.
I don't know a lot about shopping addiction.
But I do like cleaning. I don't like starting the process of cleaning, but I'm sure, like
it
most
feels good afterwards. You have to be in the right mood for it.
Yeah, but just the instant gratification of cleaning something and seeing or organizing. I do enjoy that. I do have a little bit of...
I have a lot of personalities that live inside of my body. And so it can depend, like... Sometimes sassy Amy comes in and she's like, she will never wear a cardigan again. Get rid of all these cardigans. And then uptight Amy shows up and she's like, we're going to church. We need a cardigan. Like,
oh, yeah. You'll never know. Yeah, but that's, I've got hoarders in my family bad.
Ooh, like, all of my that'll make you throw hoarders. Away things fast.
You think so?
Oh,
yeah. I'm glad I didn't. Okay.
Yeah, my mom's that's a hoarder and I love throwing shit away.
Yeah, okay.
If you walk,
I love throwing stuff away. I love purging, getting rid of stuff. Yeah. Too much. More. Yeah, to where, yeah, like. But I do have those intrusive thoughts. Well, maybe one day you'll need this shirt or whatever. But then I have to say, I haven't worn it in 2 years. I'm not, if I want that red polo shirt, I'll go buy another one.
You ready for this? I gave away my wedding dress.
Wow.
And I got a cleaning. You got to be careful when you get on a cleaning kick.
I don't know about that one.
I don't have my wedding dress anymore.
I've got my Citadel uniforms and I've gotten,
You got rid of
not gotten rid of it, but just somehow just they didn't end up in the move or didn't, so I have a few of them left, but not all of them, to where my dad has all every uniform he ever had.
It's kind of fun to see how much your body has changed over the years, like if you can fit into your uniform.
I'm still about the same size, luckily.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad was in military school for a spell. Mm-hmm. Someone was stealing cigarettes and got in trouble, had to go to military school. but that uniform is tiny.
Yeah. Oh, mine aren't. Yeah, I guess they're probably going to be a little bit small on me, but. I've somehow kept weight off a little bit.
Well,
I go through ups and downs.
So
a lot of fat people in my family too. A lot of obesity, heart problems.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. You can. My husband has zero body fat and he has plaque on his heart. So make sure you get your cholesterol checked.
Yeah.
Even though you're fit.
Yeah.
Do you do a lot of plank? That's personal.
Like the planking thing that people did like 20 years ago.
Yeah, is it old? Is planking out of fashion?
Who planks anymore?
Am I doing it wrong?
I think Amy's talking about the actual exercise, and I think you're talking about the meme. I was going to make it funny.
Are you still doing the Harlem Shake too?
What's the Harlem Shake?
Even like the exercise, I don't know if I see anybody doing planking. I guess it's a Pilates thing. I'm talking about that.
Okay.
Genre of working out.
Do you know that the guy who invented Pilates was helping soldiers come back from war and do rehabilitation?
I did not know that.
Deep Thoughts by Amy Brown.
Look at that.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's why it's cool.
Engaging your core so much because you're missing a leg.
Oh, I know the guys on the football team when I was in high school used to have to take like ballet and gymnastics in the off season.
It
was great for just for balance and
core
stuff.
Building up all of the muscles around your knees and your joints. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, you either run track if you were like a wide receiver or whatever, but everybody else had to do like gymnastics and stuff.
Did you produce fundraisers for vets or anything like that? You have a show that's at a vet place.
So I make the money.
No.
I've never thought about doing like a bad. I mean, I would be definitely open to doing benefit shows.
Are you a good man? No.
I donate a lot to animal stuff.
I was just thinking about the shows you run that some of them are like military themed.
I do the American Legion in Sugar Hill every month. Yeah, that's
Sugar
this Saturday.
Hill is American Legion.
The Buford area. Mm-hmm.
What is an American Legion?
So I don't know a ton. I'm not like a member or whatever, but it's. There's the American Legion, there's the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. It's, I think they're similar, just kind of just groups and gathering places that, you know, mostly veterans, but you can be a family of a veteran. You can be.
And you go and it's like, okay. Because
I think you pay membership dues. It's a place you can
hang out.
Yeah, you
and
hang out.
There's food
bar
and drinks.
There, food and drinks. Yeah.
I've been to one of these places twice. Mm-hmm. Well, however many times you booked me on your show to do. I've either been to one of these places to do comedy or for a funeral.
Oh, very nice.
Those are my two experiences.
So someone pretty died
similar.
In each of them.
Both times.
Look at this. Oh, what's this guy doing over here?
Both
man?
Times I was hungover.
It's a funnier joke than either of us have made all day.
Yeah, he's Joel's very funny.
It's a little bit early in the day.
That's cool. So I just got lost because I was I was going through my friend's dad's funeral.
I was like, are you just thinking about who's dead that you know?
That passed away and we went to this.
But yeah, but doing comedy at American Legion is definitely interesting.
Oh, I saw.
As far as pulling comedians from Atlanta. As we were talking earlier, them being a more liberal bunch, which sometimes it does work fine up there. You know, if it's funny enough, they'll laugh at.
Oh, yeah.
I've noticed I've booked several, you know, gay comedians and trans comedians, and
Think that rattles people's cages.
Not as much as the thing that does is when I think certain comedians think they're going to rattle the cages and go up there with that mindset, and then it's almost a adversarial set there where it's almost like. Yeah, this is a liberal thought. How do you feel about that? They don't want that. Like, but they'll laugh at, like, you know, liberal jokes and stuff or jokes about Donald Trump. I have several very bad jokes about him, and they like it if it's funny enough.
If it's funny,
yeah,
you can get people to laugh almost anything.
Yeah, but they don't want to be preached to,
Yeah, well, then it's not really comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but it is a very fun show. It can get a little, you know, fun little crowd in there. It can get a little rowdy, but.
People get hammered. They get hammered at that show. I noticed that.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, white people in the middle of nowhere, really, up in Beaufort County.
This is a not fun thing to say, but when I was at the funeral, they did the firing salutes for veterans.
21 gun salute.
Which always makes me cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it scares me and it makes me sad because I'm like, oh my gosh. People go to war and they get shot at, and then now we're at your funeral and there's more shooting.
When will the cycle end?
Right, they did it at my grandfather's funeral. Yeah. I started bawling, and I was there with a guy who had been at war and has PTSD, and they started shooting the guns, and he started shaking really bad. So maybe we need to rethink the ceremony around saying goodbye to our loved ones.
That's like doing fireworks at a dog funeral.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good joke.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I've never thought. I mean, I didn't go to war. I never went overseas. I don't talk about military stuff too much. I mean, I'll talk about Citadel stuff because that shit sucked. I was there for 4 years. But I was in Army Reserves and didn't really, you know.
Yeah,
I did. I went to boot camp with it, all that stuff. But yeah,
there's
I get really self-conscious when I talk to like veterans that have been overseas and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I have a friend who went to the Citadel and he got beat up so much during the hazing, his retina displaced from his eye.
Shit.
And he was there on a scholarship for doing sports and he couldn't see the ball anymore.
Ugh.
Because he got hit in the face with a rifle.
Yeah.
Handle. Mm-hmm. You're like, yep, that's the old Scooby-Doo. That's what we call it.
Story checks out.
We go to college and we get smashed in the face with the rifle handle.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
Jiminy Crapets.
It's a weird. You know, I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. I mean, I don't have mixed feelings about hitting somebody or putting your hands. Because I did, when I was a junior and senior there, I was put in the position of power over, you know, the freshmen, the knobs, in the position of weeding out the weak, and I do agree with that part of the system of, you know, weeding out the ones that don't deserve, or, you know, for the ones that do make it, that gives them a very big sense of pride and some kind of, you know, something you earned. So you do need to have a tough system that not everybody can make it through. I got in that position where I was older and I had friends who were also in that position, I would tell them, like, I just didn't think it was fair to beat the shit out of a kid, and that's the reason why he quit. Like, that doesn't mean he was too weak. It means he just didn't want to get the shit beat out of him. That's not
him being meek,
weak mentally or, you know, whatever. I used to make people do push-ups for a day, and I would, you know, yell at them. I'd call them very disparaging things. I would whatever. I'd do all that, you know, psychological torment. I made people quit But I never.
Was there a quota?
And I told my friends. I was like, if I see you put your hands on them, I'm gonna put my hands on you. Like, it's just I did not agree with that stuff.
That's good. I'm glad that didn't.
I just didn't think that was fair. Like, I didn't think it was, because I knew guys that quit because of that, and that was not fair to them.
Are you even allowed to fight back if you're supposed to be taking a beating?
Mm-mm. Jeez. I mean, you can, and there were people that will, but I mean, you're going to be gone the next day, because then you're just going to, I mean, they're just going to, either other upperclassmen are going to beat the shit out of you, or your own classmates are going to turn on you. Yeah.
Is this what prison's like?
Yeah.
Is this what happens when you put too many young men in a room? Yes. It's very Lord of the Ring, Lord of the Flies.
And very little supervision.
Oh my goodness. Did you have a quota for how many people you were supposed to get out of the program?
Unofficially.
Speaking to the microphone. Oh, we're getting
obviously the school the other day, once cadets there, they want people enrolled. They get tuition money. So, I mean, anytime they lose tuition money, that's not a great thing for them. But obviously the legacy of the school and it being, you know, not the easiest thing to get through is important as well.
Do you think it creates a kind of masculinity that doesn't leave space for emotional conversation and poor fathering, possibly?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen definitely good and bad that have come out of that school, you know, probably more bad than good, but I take a lot of, I mean, I learned, you know, my dad told me not, because my dad went to school there, and so that was a big part of, you know, didn't force me to go there. He definitely made it known to me that it was a very good school to go to, and it was very, you know, do a lot for my life. And he told me, he's like, look, I've been through, you know, 3 divorces, this, he went to war. And he's like, nothing will ever be as difficult
as
getting through that. Yeah, he's like, so I know nothing in my life, and I've really experienced that. Really. I mean, I've gone through some shit as an adult, and it's like, I mean, I got through the Citadel. I mean, I got through that. I mean, I can get through that. You know, so it does give you the lifelong just, you know, like...
chops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And seeing, you know, bad leadership and learning what not to do and, you know, what... And I saw a lot of great leadership, so what to do. But, yeah. So it just depends on what you take from stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, so, like, the things that they're wanting CEOs to be nowadays, resilient, obviously.
Yeah.
That's like the Citadel kind of stuff. But you also have to be incredibly emotionally intelligent, because if you're leading people, you have to meet them where they are, understand the way their brains work, and then be able to communicate in a way that's effective and inspiring and gets people to do what you need to do. And be able to listen to them and listen, if they're... you know, giving information to you about your company. Do you feel like you said a lot of bad comes out of the Citadel, some good. Do you feel like there's people out there, like you're like, oh, I'm moving to a new town. Let me see who went to the Citadel. Maybe we could get together and have a chicken salad lunch. That's what we do at Sweetbriar College. Yeah, what do you do? What do you do in the Citadel?
We get drunk and do borderline gay stuff and have each other's nuts. And that's,
really?
The male bonding experience.
Oh.
No, but it just depends. Like, there's certain times where, like, if I wear, like, a Citadel shirt or something recognizing that, you know, like, I'm walking through the grocery store and like, oh, man, it's Citadel Island. And I want to stop and talk. And, like, it's about 50-50 where it's, like, but it's just, like, talking to other veterans that have been to war and stuff. They just had a way different experience than me and took different stuff from it to where I'm, like, yeah, I don't, like, because Citadel guys, yeah, like, but then it's cool to shoot the shit and talk about and reminisce. I do love shooting the shit with those guys and talking about just the dumb stuff we did there. That's what I like talking about.
The silly,
you know,
stuff.
Yeah, the riding mattresses down the stairs and surfing across the quad, you know, when it rains. Instead, the fun, goofy. So that's what I was always drawn to when I saw stuff.
That's a fraternity kind of
military.
Part of it.
Yeah, that's what I was, I was drawn to that. And that's why I joined the military. That's why I went to the Citadel, was for the brotherhood, the fraternity, the, you know, having friends and stuff.
Yeah.
So anybody joins a sorority or fraternity or, you know, it's
we are pack animals. Yeah. We're supposed to be together with other people, and our culture right now is making us more and more isolated every second. It's just on your phone, alone in your car, alone in your apartment, alone in your
house. That's what I can't imagine. I mean, obviously, it hadn't been that long. It's been 15 years since I started the Citadel. God,
did you go go back for reunions?
But the thing about, I go back there because my dad lives in Charleston now. He didn't when I was there, but... so I go back there. I haven't gone for any reunions, but I do go back to Charleston and I'll go to the school and just kind of walk around a little bit. Yeah.
Did you have any like women professors at the Citadel?
Yeah.
Did you have to take military?
Everybody has to take ROTC class.
Like, is there like, if you have 3 ships and 2 regiments of horses, like, is it old school?
Yeah, you take military training.
Is it old school, like flanking and soldier marching and cleaning your musket?
Yeah, we're not walking line to line and just shooting. Yeah, it's a lot of tactical stuff.
Guerrilla warfare.
And a lot of it was dealing with media training and stuff. It was kind of weird.
Oh, media training. New, like what to say if you're a soldier and you get interviewed?
Always kill the cameraman first.
Really?
that was always the joke. That was always the joke.
You can tell me anything and I would believe it.
No, that was one of the jokes. I was like, and we used to have to chant it. Like, what are you doing? The media comes around. Kill the cameraman first.
Oh, my God.
As the cameraman, I'm not a big fan of
this. Oh, whoa now. Don't you say stuff like
too
that.
Too soon.
This is a comedy podcast, but come on, man.
Oh, my gosh. So, media training.
So that's what I'm saying. So, the kids now, that's what I was getting to. The kids nowadays, like, I mean, it's only been 15 years, but so much has changed the last 15 years. We didn't really, I mean, I had Facebook and MySpace, I guess, when I started there. I mean, maybe not Facebook, definitely MySpace. But, I mean, we didn't have smartphones back then.
Yeah.
And so I can't imagine kids now. I'm just saying, I can't imagine when I was in school, like that was the toughest part, was seeing my friends that went to University of Miami or Clemson or University of Georgia.
And drowning
like,
they're having
the time of their lives. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I'm just getting the shit beat out of me, like drowning in dicks and balls. So I can't imagine kids now that like have TikToks and have, you know, just see them just like, and they're living this weird, like, cause it does seem a very, like, even when I was there, it seemed like such a archaic, you know,
way of, yeah, old yeah, school. Yeah. I had a friend at VMI and yeah. one of his, okay. he had a real sassy friend who took a picture of his roommate's toothbrush on his own butthole.
Okay.
With an old school camera.
Yeah.
Every night for until the camera, it's like, oh, I gotta get my camera developed. He got the film back and saw that the toothbrush he'd been brushing his teeth with.
Every picture. No. 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 Just looking at crime scene photos.
That's the silly part of boys I like.
That's, you yeah, no, say, we, that's, we'd call that silly?
Silly?
Well, if you got pink eye.
Risen and razzing, fun and games.
Can you get pink eye in your teeth? Is that what gingivitis is?
Yeah, there's some crazy shit that. They used to make people like drink their dip spit. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
I would throw right up.
But then we'd do like fun, like crazy shit where like one of my things, I would empty out a Windex bottle and put blue Gatorade in it.
Oh.
And I would go into one of the freshmen's rooms.
And say, open up.
No, well, I would, you know, explain to, I would have to like, you know, work him on in on the thing. I was like, all right, look, I'm putting this under your thing and I'm going to make you drink it, whatever. And so I would get all the rest of his classmates, all the other freshmen in the room. And like, I would start yelling at the kid whose room it was. Like, you motherfucker, how you motherfucker? And I would open up his, you know, cleaning cabinet, whatever, and pull out the Windex and like fucking chug it. And I would make him chug it in front of everybody.
Oh, and my God. And everyone was like,
psychological, but funny, you know, once they realize. And then they eventually figure out when I leave the room, then their classmate day was
starts
just
laughing.
Favorite. Yeah.
Did
and that's funny for them
that's
too.
Great.
Yeah,
that's a great story because
they get a fun little scare. And
that's
then
like
they get a
cocktail party thing you can chat right? about. Yeah. I just got excited because you said he had a cleaning closet. Did all
under the sink was all your cleaning. No,
everything had
to be in height order. Everything always was in descending height order from the left.
Keep talking.
All
do
the
it
socks
in a nice
had
low
to be
voice.
Rolled up, and the smile had to be. Actually, we had to be frowning when we were freshmen. All of our socks had to be turned because freshmen aren't—they're knobs. It's weird to say freshmen knobs. We had our head
is
shaved.
Is it spelled with
a
K? Is it knob?
Yeah, like a doorknob.
Okay.
Your head was shaved.
I think that's the name of a wiener in Europe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yes, it
slalom
is.
My knob.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a European song. Slalom my knob.
A lot of men's stuff is all based around penis. Who knew?
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
So what it all comes back to, but.
That's amazing. It's a very detail oriented.
Yes, which is good. For a reason. And obviously, it's to the extreme. Yeah. But in order to teach you to,
do you know when the Titanic didn't get help sooner?
Because they didn't fold their socks and they make frowny face with their socks.
They're like beep 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 machine. The Morse code machine like wasn't plugged in. Basically, like they could have gotten more ships there to help.
All they had to do was blow on
the
cartridge.
One military guy, I'm going to push you out there, didn't plug it in or whatever. And it was not charged.
You're going to name him.
Whatever it was something like just a little bit of a little tiny detail, and thousands of people die. So you got to be detail oriented if you're going to be driving ships and throwing bombs and all this and stuff.
Then we wouldn't have Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you think that people just throw bombs out there?
Hand grenades.
There we go.
They're throwing grenades at icebergs?
Well, they had it coming. You see what they're doing to the polar bears? Icebergs.
What's that? Was it
the new enemy?
Didn't Donald Trump want to
explode something in the sky?
Didn't he want to blow up a meteor with that seems like
a real intellectual
idea to me. I mean, it's
okay. We're in 48 minutes in. We are going to do your nerd questions.
Uh oh.
Find out what kind of a nerd you are. Have you seen this part of the podcast before? Yeah, none of my
friends. Of course, I've seen all of them.
None of my friends listen or watch. And if you are listening or watching, you are my friend. You're my new best friend. Send me a DM. Ooh, if you have any nerdy idea questions for me, please send them. I would love to get some more. Because there's so many ways to be a nerd. Being a nerd is just getting too excited about something.
Which, again, as I was saying earlier, that's what I love about nerd culture. I love people enjoying what they're doing and enjoying themselves and enjoying other people that enjoy those same things. I am obsessed with that kind of stuff, and I love watching it. Maybe because I don't have that kind of joy in my heart, but I love watching it. Like
when people get excited, it's infectious.
I love it. Yeah,
I get jealous.
So I like
FOMO.
The nerdy stuff. I love the culture of it. I love that. Yeah. So I want to go to Dragon Con and stuff like that, just to kind of see.
I want to see. I would people just, yeah, be excited.
Yeah.
Okay. We already went over if you've ever been to like a Comic-Con or you went to the expo. That's hilarious. Have you ever ridden a unicycle?
No.
Have you ever played an instrument?
Oh, I did. I don't know if it's going to be on your list of questions, but I do think it's pretty important with the festival thing. I did go on a LARPing adventure as a young boy.
Oh, yes.
Okay. We'll get to it then.
We'll go there. Have you ever done LARPing or cosplay?
LARPing, yes.
What did you LARP upon?
And I was way too young. Oh. God bless my mother. She was a great mother and just always wanted us to be happy and whatever. But I think my brother was probably 14 and so maybe I was 12. And she dropped us off for a weekend in the woods.
Oh.
And it was like a whole...
Did you
come
back not virgins?
In my head. No, I mean, I saw so much sex and stuff as a 12-year-old. I just saw, I mean, like, people in, like, it was like bunk beds. People in bed next to me were...
Your mom dropped you off at the gangbang.
Pretty much, at the nerd gangbang. The elven nerd gangbang. I saw elves. So everybody had crazy costumes and, like, you know, and it was like the little beanbag things we throw them and like lightning bolt.
Do you remember the it was called? Was it Shattered Isles or Nero?
Nero sounds
familiar.
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay.
An elf does a fairy in the woods?
No, well, they're all like fantasy LARPs, but like Nero stands for New England Role Playing Organization. It started up in New England and then it spread throughout the East Coast. And then there's even some stuff out in the West Coast. But Nero was the biggest. It's still running. I don't actually know. I think it's done now because the owner of all of it took all the money and put it up his nose.
Oops-a-daisy.
Oops, that happens.
It gets slippery.
But no, but it was cool. It was definitely just a very like
LARPing. Yeah. But you went once. Mm-hmm.
It was my brother. My brother, I think, had done it before. It was more of his thing, my older brother. Was he just wanted to go.
Was he hooking up with people?
I don't think so, no.
He was just there for the costumes mm-hmm. and the role play.
Yep.
That's
me
pretty
too.
Nerdy.
And we had the foam swords. You put the PVC pipe and you wrap the foam around it. And so you have like weapons. Yeah, so you hit each other with it and you have your armor. And they would sell like chainmail.
So you're basically playing army. But
in more like it seemed like I've never been to a Renaissance fair, but it seemed sort of that kind of vibe. Where you've got like tradesmen and they're selling like their own goods and stuff. And you got little like tents with food that people are making and stuff. Really cool. No, yeah, I think it was cool. I was like I said, I was way too young for it, but I think it's cool.
Did you see a lot of private people, like private hair? Like, did you see a lot of pubes on that?
Private
trip?
Hair.
Private I think I just saw the one couple fucking, and it was great. I mean, I was 12. It was amazing. It was just like, yeah.
That's awesome. It's
I
like
just
you're...
watched. I just stayed and pretended like I was sleeping because I was literally like the bunk bed next to them.
Yeah, that's the first version of virtual reality.
And they were
porn.
Side fuckers. I had never seen like the side humping.
Taking notes.
Spooning, but I was like, why is he? Yeah.
Young Matt Tamburino is writing down in his journal. Dear diary.
One day.
Size fucking.
That's spooning, right? That's the one you do it when you're tired.
Yeah, when you know you have a 12-year-old boy next to you and you're trying not to let him know that you're doing it. But he knows.
He knows. This burned on your brain. Have you ever played Catan? Settlers of Catan.
Mm-mm. Never done that. Never done like Dungeons and Dragons or anything like
the dice games. Okay. Yeah. Star Wars or Star Trek? Weigh in.
Star Wars, but only just because I've never seen Star Trek. Star Trek was a big, like I said, my uncle and his parents, the big nerd house that we'd always go to, they were huge Star Trek. I mean, they had all the commemorative plates and all the figurines and all the planes and stuff.
Okay.
But I watched Star Wars as a kid, so I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Star Trek.
I feel like, I'm going to ask you some more questions, but I'm just going to go out there at the top of this and say, I feel like you have the genetic potential to be quite a nerd, but you weren't... it wasn't fostered enough in you when you're in your like your teen years.
Yeah, it's nature versus nurture, I guess.
Yeah, you were nurtured
because I was separated from my two brothers.
And you went
nine.
To the Citadel.
Yeah.
Unless you're nerdy for tanks.
Right, yeah. Which I am. So, I mean, I like military stuff, sort of, you know.
That's okay. How many specials have you seen about World War II?
Not many.
You're not.
Yeah.
Myself?
I like going to like World War II museums and stuff. And
like in person?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't seen the breakdown of the play out in the Asian arena of like the boats and how like one Japanese general was too confident and kept going and he should have turned around and then they sunk all of their destroyers.
Sounds familiar, but
okay. No. It's like a 5-hour odyssey that son and I watched together.
No, I haven't gotten into my peak old man Republican yet. When I hit like 40 or 50 and really become Republican and get into military stuff, that's when it's really over for your parents.
Do you have...
When you see your dad getting into World War II stuff, it's freaking over.
I had to watch it in real time because it was VHS tapes. Voting. It was VHS tapes for my dad.
Yeah.
And they had all of these PBS ones like the Civil War and it was like 75 videos because VHS can't hold as much.
No, I just watch YouTube videos about... England drill rappers and
a drill. What's a drill rapper?
YouTubers. I am obsessed with YouTube, and I just go down these rabbit holes.
What's a drill rapper? Is that from what I understand?
It's starting like New York, but drill rap is like very fast. Obviously, I mean, they're rapping, but I think it's mostly about like
it's rapping.
But I thought it was gonna be calling out their ops. They talk about killing their ops, their opponents.
Okay,
the ops.
Is this like when Carter Deems does...
Your sons don't come home talking about their ops?
No. What's happening? I feel like I've had a stroke.
Nope.
Carter Deems is like, I'm a Christian battle rapper. And he's like this 6-foot-tall white guy.
It is funny.
And this drill rapping, these like...
No, he's not a drill rapper. That'd be funny.
What's a drill Carter rapper?
No, they literally rap about like gang. They're usually... I'm a fucking white guy. From what I've seen on the YouTube videos, they're all in gangs. They're all gentlemen, and they're in their own American legions. That's their social gathering. It's their gang of fellas.
Okay.
Their brotherhoods, and they get together and they shoot their ops, and then they rap about it. So there's been a whole thing with law enforcement can use that against them. Like they literally rap about like, and I shot this, and they'll name him and dead, and I shot him in the head, and like the police are like, you just said you shot him. Like, it's just music. It's just our art. We didn't really do that.
That's like when a comedian asks if anyone in the audience has drugs, and then points to the comedy sign behind their head, and like, if you're a police officer, this is comedy.
Oh, I've never seen that. I've just seen all right, officers, get him.
Yeah,
I used to do that when I hosted shows, and then I would go to those people afterwards, and I would get drugs from them.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a fun one. Have you ever held a sword?
Yes.
Do you have a sword, Matt Tamburino? How many swords do you have?
I don't have any swords. A lot of guns. I'm not a sword.
Okay, so you're nerdy for guns.
Really, no, because I don't know. I mean, because I try to talk guns with people, and they're like, oh, you have the 1911 CPK S2. I'm like, I know the ones I have, and that's about it.
You like your pretty girls at home. You're like, this is my favorite.
Yeah, I know Amanda.
Do you name them?
Are
guns named? Are they like boats?
I think it just depends on the person and their collection of if they want to name things.
Yeah,
you planning to do a drill rap and then go shoot somebody?
Yeah. Incriminate yourself on this recorded podcast.
Let's do it. Yep.
Oh my gosh. Maybe we'll get some more viewers.
That's right.
Who's your
Pissy Fit Comedy? I'm coming after you.
Oh my gosh, how funny would
that's
it be?
That's right. Devilish Grin, Mellow Black. You think I'm your friend? I'm not. You're the ops.
These are all the other producers of comedy in the Atlanta.
I've always wanted to make a funny meme. If you know what a meme is, I'm about to explain some. But there's a song lyric from, I think it's Drizzy Drake, where he says, check the weather and it's looking real oppy outside.
Oh,
he means like his opponent. So I've always wanted to make a meme, but take a picture of like the weather forecast for like the next week and just put all like the logos of all the different comedy companies in Atlanta, like Casey Pit Comedy and all the other and I wanted to make a little meme, like, check the weather, it's looking real oppy outside.
I think you'd have to know that lyric to get it.
Well, then I just think, you know, there's already been some beef between other comedy producers.
I like it when everyone gets along.
Yeah, me too. That's why, I just know somebody would take it that I meant it seriously, even though we're freaking comedians.
Yeah.
It's clearly a joke, but somebody would take it seriously. And I'm like, well, really?
Man Tamarino's being a dick.
Yeah.
Take your shirt off. Okay. I was thinking, like, I was imagining you, like, at the Citadel with a sword. Like, my father had a sword, a part mm-hmm. of his, it's not called a costume, uniform.
Mm-hmm. So only the officers, the seniors, if you're an officer, like, you had an officer rank.
Yeah.
Had swords.
My dad's sword is pretty. It has, like, etchings on it and a tassel. No,
I didn't end up buying one.
I'm sure that's how the Army likes to think of it, too. But, like, here's a really pretty sword.
Oh, they do? No. I mean, they're all about, yeah, customizing and...
I'm just saying, I don't think they use the word pretty necessarily.
Oh.
They love a tassel. The military.
I would say pretty. Yeah. Well, I'm a little different than most.
The military loves a little gold, a little tassel. Yeah.
You got to have that flair.
They do.
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, because the officers would wear the what's called a shako with a hat, but it had the plume.
Oh, yeah.
So regular cadets, if you didn't have rank, it was just the.
Unicorn horn?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just looked like a big dildo, like a furry dildo.
Oh, really?
But if you had rank, it was like this immaculate, like.
An ostrich plume.
Peacock feathers.
A peacock.
I mean, it looks like peacock feathers, but I don't know exactly.
Do you know what a peacock is? Like blue and it has like an eye, like a black.
I didn't have that. No,
was it
I didn't
just
have
a white
that. Just
ostrich
colorful.
Feather?
Yeah,
I
maybe,
have ostrich
maybe.
Feather fans that I use to pretend to be a 1940s dancing lady, and I will get them out and you tell me if that's what it is. And let's take a picture for with it together. We'll put it on there.
We'll do that. Make that the thumbnail.
The feathers. Okay. So. You're not. Do you read books about like military things or guns?
let me stop you there. You let me stop read? You at books.
Okay, no books.
No books.
So this is like you're not tracking like every time you watch something about the history of something. You're like, okay, that slides into this the other YouTube that and like in your mind, there's a big timeline of history or military stuff. And
well,
you're
I mean, there's different
the
eras
Lego
of
pieces.
Pokemon, and when the different Pokemon would come out. So I'd know like this Pokemon came out this year, and
okay. Is there anything else that's like Pokemon that you're real nerdy about? Because I have is there?
No, I don't.
Have you
comedy?
We didn't even talk about comedy. have you ever said huzzah?
No.
Do you like Disney?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like you've already accused me of being a Republican, so I have to say I like Disney. I didn't like Disney growing up. I don't know. I haven't seen any Disney movies recently, but I would. I like that there's a black mermaid. I like that there's no more dwarfs anymore. I'm all about that.
That's great. Good. You have an open heart. And
I just don't watch Disney movies
because
I'm an adult without a child.
I didn't accuse you of being
Pixar movies. Or,
I didn't accuse you of being a Republican.
A little bit.
I have friends who are Republicans.
I'm sure you do.
We live in Atlanta.
I see your house.
So you live in Buckhead.
Yeah.
You're the rarity in this neighborhood.
We don't have any friends that hate gay people. That's where we draw the
line.
No, that's most.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was just raised conservative. And my dad was. I have three gay uncles.
Oh my gosh,
brother,
you have the gene.
My brother, I won't talk about my brother. That's too personal. But they're a very queer family. Very queer family.
You're so lucky. You should
make
some
babies. And we've always been about it. I've always been about it. It's a very like exact reason as a kid for. A lot of being very pro-gay.
Yeah.
So my uncle Mike, was with this guy, Joe. We called him Aunt Joe. He liked it. We were kids. We called Uncle Mike and Aunt Joe.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were together for almost 30 years. And unfortunately, Joe died of cancer. Mm. And they were never legally allowed to be married because Joe died in like the 90s, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they weren't legally married.
Yeah.
And Joe's family didn't let my Uncle Mike have any of Joe's stuff, didn't let him come to the funeral. And like, so as a kid, I was like 10 years old and I was like, this is bullshit.
Wrong.
That's like the longest, by far the longest relationship ever in the history of my family.
Yeah.
When Joe and Mike were together. Like I'd never seen a couple like that, straight, gay. I'd never seen love like that. So, just from a kid. Yeah. Like, so I just always knew, but I was also raised to love my country, to love America, to appreciate. I didn't have much growing up, but we were taught to appreciate what we had and not expect more and not, you know, blame people for not having more. So that's what I conservative was to me as a kid, I guess.
No
handouts.
Just
liking the status quo, but I was also a white kid, so I mean, I enjoyed the status quo of the country, I guess, more than most people would.
The equity your family was able to get in their house because they weren't redlined and all that stuff.
Yeah. We were poor, but we were still I never dealt with racism. I never dealt with sexism. Systematic stuff. So yeah, so I just always, it was easy for me to appreciate what I had as a kid.
I think as you grow, you are allowed to change your opinion about things for sure.
Yeah.
You don't like to read, so you're not going to do that one. Have you ever brewed your own mead or made your own? Okay.
Not a big beer. Yeah.
This is a question. Do you have tattoos? And clearly you do. Are any of them nerdy? They kind of look...
One of them's Latin.
Oh, what does it say? Like, so this hand is for your pistol and this one's for your cock. Don't get them confused.
It's actually directions to my house, but I moved, so...
Oh, no, you're really, kidding.
No. It's two different Latin quotes that I got right after the Citadel. This one is, be patient and tough. Someday this pain will be useful to you.
Oh.
And if I can't find a way, I'll make a way.
That's very inspiring.
No, they are.
That's a pretty script.
Yeah,
beautiful handwriting. I don't know how tattoos work.
And I just chose the font.
Oh, you have one that's like an outdoor scene of dead trees.
Yeah, this one's a lot of family stuff.
Are those all the people who died of cancer trees. In your family?
No, this one's a suicide awareness for my aunt.
Oh.
And then like the number of trees, the one tree that has
leaves
on it is very significant. And then the birds are for my two brothers and my sister.
Oh, so that's a lot very of, romantic. Yeah.
Sure.
So you're sentimental.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, okay, you're a strong guy, but you're sentimental. I've seen the posts you do of your dogs and how much in love you are with your dogs.
Oh, yes.
You're loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And you are also obsessed with Pokemon cards. I have a prediction for you. You're not you're tasting nerdy right now. You're dipping your toe in. You have the genetic predisposition to be gay, evidently.
At any moment, it could come
out. Any minute. And a nerd. I predict that as we move forward as a culture and you grow into yourself, you are going to progressively become more and more nerdier with every passing year. Especially what you're doing with your sneakers and your compulsion to buy sneakers and Pokemon cards.
Well, I've already asked other comedians if they want to play. Like, if I buy a couple, you can buy like pre-made decks and we can like play against each other at like comedy shows and stuff, like while we're waiting and stuff.
Yeah.
So I would be down to do that. Like I said, I want to go to Dragon Con, so I could definitely see. But for me, I just always try to pace myself because I do get obsessive with stuff. If I jump headfirst, like video games, I always like... I would spend hours. Like I have been losing sleep playing Pokemon.
It's literally on your arm. It says, you're gonna find a way. You're gonna stay up all night. You're gonna order all of the cards.
Yeah,
you're gonna
own
all of them.
That stuff I do. Yeah.
And the financial situation you put yourself into will only make you stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes,
okay. Yeah. So you are, you're coming into your puberty of nerdiness.
Oh, that's those strange feelings I'm feeling.
Do you have a cape?
No.
Do you have fairy wings?
I have a butt plug with a tail that comes out that I... I know several people that have those, and that's...
The butt plug with
the tail that comes out. Yeah, yeah.
This is not the first time we've talked about it on this podcast.
That's good. No. I would hope not. You haven't talked about that in Horse Girls yet, and...
No, we had Catherine Blanford on. We talked about Horse Girls.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Getting celebrities in here.
Yeah, we're fancy up in my costume chamber. All right, Matt Tamburino, you are lovely. And you continue, please, making wonderful comedy shows for all of us to go on. You really quick before you leave, I want you to tell everybody where you are. But you went to like some crazy, fun comedy thing where you had to buy tickets right away because they're going to sell it like Skankfest or something like that?
I went to Skankfest a few years ago. I haven't been in a few years.
How was that? What was it?
Fun.
Was it fun?
A lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
All right. That wasn't as exciting. I thought you were like, that was crazy. Let me tell you what happened. No,
Skankfest is going to be, it's called Skankfest. So of course it's crazy. It's just crazy comedians from New York. But the past couple years have been in Vegas and I don't want to go to Vegas.
You don't like Vegas? Is there not enough Pokemon cards there for
I guess
you?
No. I'm sure there's a lot of Pokemon cards there.
Okay. Tell everyone where they can find you.
All right. At Matt Tamburino, all social media. Dirty South Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, dirtysouthcomedy.com. As well, got a lot of shows in Beaufort, Georgia, Acworth, Georgia, Roswell, and Marietta.
You're the king of the OTP.
At Johnny McCracken's in Marietta, Georgia. Johnny McCracken's Irish Pub. Come.
They have a Monday night open mic, and it's a real audience, and you get 5 minutes.
Yes,
it feels great. Yeah, you can actually try your jokes out on humans instead of comedians. We're not quite sure what comedians are made out of yet, but I'm pretty sure it's old cigarette butts and warm beer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for coming. I know when this is coming out. I'm coming to Florida, and I'm coming to Rochester, and I need to sell a lot of tickets. And I'm coming to Avon, New York. Shout out Avon. Please find me. It'll be in the things. All right. Thank
you
so much.
She's hilarious. You know that already, but she's hilarious. Go see her. All those places.
Thank you, Matt Tamburino.
Yes. We did go to Fayetteville, North Carolina recently. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. We did it. We went to Fayetteville, North Carolina and performed for the military guys there.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
I loved you.
Oh, I had a great time there. I want to go back. You're going to go headline, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Boop, boop, boop. We did it. High five.
Yay.